So we're holding Klal Gimel, Parag, Kapitel Zayin, and the Chofetz Chaim tells us now a chidush, and he says, first of all, he tells us about the obligation to be done a person l'kaf schus. So he says, v'da oid, klal godol v'ikar binyonim elu. Another very important principle which has relevance in the halacha of Lashon Hara. Imu roya adam shediber davar oyosa maisa. If a person sees somebody who says something or did something, bein mimashim min adam lamokom, regardless whether he did this an aveira between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, o mimah shebein adam l'chaveira, or between a man and his friend. V'yesh lishpoi dvaroi u'maaseyu l'tzad ha-toiv u'l'tzad ha-schus. And what he did, you could judge him favorably. It's possible to judge him favorably. So the rule is like this. Im o'ishahu yirei alukim. If this person is a God-fearing person, nischayiv lo dun oisei l'kav schus, afilu madova koroi v'noitei tzal hadas yoser l'kav chova. If he's a person that's known to be a yirei alukim, person who's careful, doesn't do things wrong. So then, even if it looks suspicious, circumstantial evidence looks negative, you have a chiyuv min ha-taira to judge him favorably. V'im hu min ha-bein. In other words, and that's the pasuk that says, b'tzedek tishbor asam yisecha, that we have an obligation to judge a person righteously. So when is there the chiyuv min ha-taira to do that? If he's a person who's yirei alukim, person who's God-fearing, and you know, you see that he's a person who's careful not to be over. So if you see something that looks, you know, a lot, that he did something wrong, you have to judge him favorably. V'imu min ha-beinonim, and if he's a beinoni, which means, ashi yizaru min ha-chet, you know, he's a person who's careful, but ufami mikosh l'bayit, but he does speak sometimes lashon hara, he does sometimes do things wrong. So then, im ha-safik shakul, if it's a 50-50, could be he meant something good here, could be not. Then, tzorech l'hatois ha-safik l'achriya l'kav schus. So then also the mitzvah of b'tzedek tishbon ha-misecha kicks in. K'mo shomer v'sein ezal, hadonis chaver l'kav schus, hamokim yudineu l'kav schus. If he judges, Kadosh Baruch Hu will do the same. V'hu nichnas b'chal mamor yisborech b'tzedek tishbon ha-misecha. So he says, so the Chofetz Chaim is telling us that if it's a person who's Yirei Elokim, somebody who's God-fearing, that really you don't see him doing Averis, such a person, you have a chiv to be judged l'kaf schus, even if it looks very suspicious. If he's a Beinoni, if it looks 50-50, could be he meant something right then, you have a chiv to judge him favorably. What about if he's a if he's a Beinoni, but things look pretty suspicious? So he says, "Vafilim hadava noite yoyse l'kav chayva." Even if it really looks suspicious, nochein ma'oid shei hadava etzlik moisafik. So it's really proper that at least in your mind you should not paskin that since it looks bad that it is bad, but at least keep in your mind at least you know who knows you never know, and that the Chofetz Chaim says this nochein ma'oid he holds is a mida toiva. It's not mechuyev mitzad adin. You're not obligated to judge him favorably that because he's a person who, you know, does do sometimes. He sometimes does eat things that he's not supposed to eat. And now it looks pretty suspicious. It looks like he went into this place and he got something. So it looks suspicious and he comes out with a bag. It's not like a soda that he came out with, but he came out with a bag and the inside of the bag, you can see, has a little oil on it. So it looks kind of suspicious. So in that case, it's still a midah taiva. It's a good midah to not to paskin in your mind, this guy ate treif. Shei adav etzlik moy safek v'al yachriyeu l'kav chayva. Malkam shadav noite l'kav schus. But if it looks that okay, but just it's possible that he did something wrong. D'bevadei aser al pi hadin l'doinei l'kav schus. Then al pi halach you're not allowed l'chayva. So the Chofetz Chaim tells us this svara. Now, there's a halacha to be done a person l'kav schus. And this person didn't. Since he didn't follow the rule of being done l'kav schus, so now he transgressed the mitzvah aseh b'tzedek tishpit asam yisecha. Because of that, Lamaisa, since he didn't judge the Lekapskos, so therefore he had a negative opinion of this person. And he told somebody about it. So the question is he over now Lashon Hara? Or do we say, no, listen, he was over B'tzedek Tishpot. That, okay, that he did already. But now that in his mind he sees the person is doing an Aveira, and now he goes and tells people with the intent of trying to correct this person's Aveira, so he's doing it with a really a very holy intent, because in his mind, come on, I'm sure it was trade. And therefore he goes and tells the rabbi or somebody, and or a good friend of his, and he says, you know, this guy ate trafe, and you know, I'm pretty sure he ate trafe, I think you should speak to him about it. So is that person over the east of Lashon Hara? Because in his talk, it's based on an error, but his talk is, so to say, kosher talk. So Lamaisa, the answer to that question is Ayin b'chumish v'duk. So the Chafetz Chaim says, look in the Chumash. What was Miriam's intent when Miriam said to Aaron, told Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron? So why did she tell Aaron? She wanted a bashmutz Moshe? Don't think so, because she loved Moshe Rabbeinu, and she was Miriam Hanaviyah. She was a great tzaddikus. So she surely didn't tell Aaron HaKoyen that Moshe Rabbeinu separated himself from his wife because, you know, she was a gossiper. So why did she tell? She told because she felt, well, if I'm going to approach Moshe Rabbeinu and tell him I think he's doing something wrong, he's not going to listen to me, even though I'm an older sister, but he's still not going to listen. But let me tell Aaron about it. And we'll both go to him and say, listen, we're both Nevi'im and we're both married. So you, even if you're a Nevi, you're supposed to be married. You shouldn't leave Tzipora like that you should leave her alone. Because she noticed that Tzipora was now not together with Moshe Rabbeinu. However, the Medrash tells us she knows. So if so, was Miriam over Lashon Hara? Because she had a pure, kosher, total, 100% pure intent. However, she made one mistake. She wasn't on Moshe Rabbeinu Lekavskus. She should have judged him favorably and said that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's a different level than us. He's a level upon him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always appears to him. So she didn't judge him Lekavskus, and therefore she felt that Moshe Rabbeinu is like all of us, and also he should be married. So she transgressed B'tzedek Tishpit Asam Yisecha. But L'chayr Lashon Hara, I mean, she did it with the holiest kavana. But yet, she's considered somebody who spoke Lashon Hara to the point that the Gemara says, from the Gemara we see it's a Hani Maisa, that her Lashon Hara accomplished, because it went from her and she told it to somebody else. So it means it went further, something happened here. And Nebuch, she was punished with Negoim, with a Nega, with Tzaras. And we have a mitzvah saseh now of Zohar, as Asher Asel Cham, that happened to Miriam, right? That we have a mitzvah saseh to remind ourselves about what happened to Miriam. And the Ramban says, which means in English, as we learned, that it means that you have to be mechazik yourself and be aware that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us. That if a person transgresses on B'tzedek Tishpit Asam Yisecha, not only did they transgress on that, even if now when they went ahead and spoke, they spoke with the holiest kavana of the Maisa, they're over the Isser of speaking Lashon Hara. And even in a case where things look pretty guilty, and in that case, it's not really so awesome if you judge him not favorably. It says it's a mitzvah to judge him still favorably, at least 50-50. But you're not mechuyif to alpidin. What you could do is that you could, in your mind, you can say, I saw him do this, circumstantial evidence is very damning, and therefore I'm going to, in my mind, this guy is a guy that I can't trust because he eats trafe. But it doesn't mean even then that you're allowed to go tell others. So before we open our mouths, we have to make sure to learn through Kal, Dalet, and Hey. And Yud.
Objective.